Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, I'm going to tell you all about the difficulties and lessons that come with doing a daily content creation challenge and why I think such a challenge could benefit you. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. For the past several months, I've been a participant in the Praxis Apprenticeship Program. Along the way, I've been given a lot of project assignments to complete. One of those projects was a daily blogging challenge. Every day for 30 days straight, I had to write and publish a blog post on my personal website. The daily blogging month is one of the most famed and, in some cases, most dreaded portions of the Praxis curriculum. As an avid blogger myself, I was the different kid in the park. I was actually looking forward to it, which some people might consider me crazy for, but honestly, I love writing. I've kept up a weekly blog for almost 2 years straight, and I could not wait to have an excuse to start publishing all of the other ideas that have been bouncing around my head for months on end that I just couldn't quite find the time to write down. Finally, the month came. I vowed not to let my original weekly devotional blog slide, but rather to do daily posts on my website in addition to that weekly blog. Yeah, that's right. Not 7 posts a week, but 8. Not gonna lie, it was intense. In addition to being intense, it was fun, it was hard, it was an amazing challenge, and you know what? I learned some stuff and gained a lot of confidence through the process. If you are or want to be any sort of content creator, I would strongly recommend tackling a 30-day blogging challenge. You don't even have to be a writer. In fact, if writing is really not your thing, you don't even have to write. That's not what the daily blogging challenge is about, ironically. You can create and publish any type of content. You just need to commit to creating. And more importantly than that, follow through. A daily blogging challenge is about pushing yourself to create content. It's about opening your eyes to time you didn't think that you had. It's about commitment. It's about paying attention to the world. It's about learning to draw inspiration from anything and everything. It's about proving to yourself that you are capable if you put your mind to something. Now, if you're anything like me, there's going to be a few things that are going to hit you smack in the face as soon as you start any kind of a daily content creation challenge. First off, you will not think that you have time for this, but you're going to be forced to make it. To be sure that I deliver daily, I made my blog post one of the first things that I did every day. This didn't always happen, but as a whole, I found I had an easier time when I started sooner rather than later when everyone else wanted my attention. Think about what time of day you are least likely to be interrupted and hold yourself to creating around that time. You'll be way more likely to succeed than doing it haphazardly and waiting until you find inspiration in your day. Seriously, if you do not make time for this, it's not gonna happen. So set aside those blogging hours. It will be worth it, I promise you. Another thing that hit me is I very, very quickly learned the value of cutting distractions. Now, let me tell you this. If you think that you can leave your phone on or messenger up while you're creating your daily content, you're gonna fail. Seriously. The only way that I made sure that I had time each day to create my content was to either mute my phone or turn it off entirely during my writing time. Otherwise, I would nearly always sit down and start wasting time. The struggle is real, people. And you know what? I missed absolutely nothing of importance by staying off the grid for an hour or two. Nobody was mad at me for not replying. Not once did I miss an important get-together. It hurt literally nobody to be responded to a couple of hours after their message came in. It was a really, really hard mindset for me to get at first, however. It is so difficult in this age of instant communication to be able to slow yourself down and realize, okay, it's not gonna kill me, and it's not gonna kill them if I don't reply to this message instantaneously. So remind yourself of that. It's gonna help you out tremendously while you're doing your creative work. A third thing that you may be hit with when you're doing a 30-day content creation challenge is that you may realize that you are truly taking in life and finding yourself thinking deeper. Why is this? Because suddenly you need inspiration, and a lot of it. You're quickly going to learn to look for it everywhere, as you should. Everything in life has potential to be interesting and inspiring. Heck, one of my favorite blog posts from my 30-day month was inspired by a moment when I slowed down to watch dust particles floating through a sunbeam in the kitchen. Yeah, that's right. And to be honest, I'm actually really proud of that post. And this is one of the best parts about a daily content creation challenge, I think. Slowing down and thinking about what you see and what you do in life. It makes it a richer experience. No more are you doing things just to get them done. You don't look at stuff because it's there and then go off and forget about it. No! You are intentionally analyzing everything. You're drawing lessons, you're drawing interest out of whatever is near to you. And trust me, if I can make an enjoyable post inspired by floating dust particles, I assure you, inspiration is literally everywhere if you're looking for it. Now the fourth and honestly the hardest out of any of the things that I realized during my 30-day challenge was that I will not create a masterpiece every day, and I have to be okay with that. You're going to discover the same thing too. You will not create masterpieces every single day. Sometimes you will have days where you lack inspiration and you have to force yourself to come up with something anyway. Sometimes you will not have time to do a superb editing job. Sometimes what you thought was a great idea might really suck when you're done. But don't fear. Seriously. It's easy to get caught up in trying to perfect everything. Believe me, I can be really OCD about my editing, both in my podcasting and my writing. It is really easy to say that this post is not good enough. I'm not going to publish this. Yeah, sure, I created my daily piece of content, but I'm just going to keep this private, thank you. But here's the thing. You have to stop and ask yourself, is this mindset beneficial? Sometimes this is just the way life is. You have to look like an idiot occasionally on your way to success. If you're not willing to get over yourself enough to publish what you created, you're going to fail at a daily content creation challenge. Being able to say that you created something every single day for 30 days straight will feel like a much bigger accomplishment in the end than saying, well, I published a few pieces of good content, but only when I felt inspired and made something cool. Once again, a daily content creation challenge is not about mastery. It's about practice and about training yourself to be an overcomer. If you can be an overcomer in this, it sets you up to be an overcomer in other areas of life too. It gets you in the mindset of, I can do it, no matter the odds, rather than, well, I can probably do it, but only when I can really feel like it. If you can adopt this can-do, overcomer kind of mindset, you are going to excel in so many more ways than just daily blogging. So that's my spiel on doing a daily project. And if you've never done a daily content creation challenge, I strongly suggest you give it a go. If you succeed, and seriously, I hope you hold yourself to succeed. You will not regret it. You will learn lessons that you never imagined. You will become a better learner. You'll become stronger at articulating what you learn. You will be forced to adopt a good time management system and to prioritize. You will be challenged, you'll be inspired, and you'll become a better creator and a better thinker. And if you're one of the people who have participated in a 30-day content creation challenge, tell me about it. Leave me a comment on this post at sarahittings.com/photosynthesis or shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter at PhotosynthShow. I would love to hear what you did and what it taught you, and also check out your content. And hey, maybe if it inspires me, I'll even feature it on this show. And with that, I bid you goodbye for now. And until next time, keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photosynth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexento.